The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up anything that you want. I am actually mysteriously intact today, considering I had 4.5 hours of sleep last night, got up at 6:45 this morning, and then spent the entire day at the county fair. Haven't had a nap at all. I'm actually really lucid this evening. Sometimes it can be pretty burdensome doing a radio show for 3 hours after going to the fair. And we'll see how I end up sounding on Saturday night.
I think, I forget what the chemical is, but if you stay up for a certain amount of time, there's like, usually it happens around 11 p.m. for most people, but if you got up earlier, there's like some chemical that you just get a dump of. Because if you've been up for a certain amount of time, I don't know if it's cortisol.
Ooh, I don't know either.
Cortisol. I've had the feeling before.
Yeah, cortisol is more related to stress. So it might
the second wave, as they call it.
The second wave. So yeah. If you can't get to bed by a certain time after being awake for a certain amount of time, you get, you know, hit with this chemical that's just going to keep you up for more hours because your body thinks at that point that it needs to stay up to survive.
So does that mean that is this chemical sort of bad for functioning? Are you dumber on it? Are your reactions slower?
No, I mean, it should like pep you back up. Okay. Now, of course, sleep is very important.
And then it's hard to sleep after that.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're up past a certain like
threshold,
then you're probably going to be up for like at least 3 or 4 more hours if you miss your window to
right.
go to bed.
You know what? That doesn't scare me nearly as much as whatever might pass for lucid in Ian's world.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. The last guy that we had on, unfortunately, dropped off the line. I was interested in hearing him talk more about this indefinite detention of military people, like the U.S. military people being detained by the U.S. military indefinitely. That's what he was, I think, getting at there. Maybe he'll call back. We've got Tom in Detroit. And, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll continue the list of 30 things you should stop doing.
We'll see.
If we get a chance. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind, Tom?
Well, I had my court hearing today, just to bring everybody up to speed. I'm the guy that had his house surrounded back March 22nd at 12:30 at night with the cops. Remember I told you guys that story?
Oh, yeah.
And they left. Well, anyway, eventually it ended up I got a – well, I
they arrested you by mail.
Yeah. No, not on that one. That's a couple
okay.
years ago. This one, I suppose all I got was a summons to show up for an arraignment on disturbing the peace. I still never got the ticket. I went – to the disturbing the peace arraignment back in June, and now today was supposed to be the first pretrial hearing. And I of course sent in Mark Stevens' motion to dismiss, discovery request, and my own motion for improper arraignment. And I've been on Skype now with Mark's blog there, or a group, or whatever you want to call it, and we had role play for the last couple nights, a couple hours a night. It's been phenomenal. And I was ready to go for battle today. And they waited till the whole court was out. Actually, the judge was already off the bench. And then they brought me in there and dropped the charges. And I didn't really pay attention because I had all my motions and everything ready. But they dropped it without prejudice. And we know what that means. They can bring it back.
Right.
So now what they did was they told me that they're going to reissue the ticket at a lower civil infraction. So, you know, they did that to Ian in the DMV hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's coming, but now they technically gave the prosecutor a bone with having that. That can still be brought up now, the full misdemeanor of the disturbing of the peace charge that I still don't have a ticket for. So it's just been one of those days today, but
this is one of the things I really hate about the sort of court activism is that they – the people on the other side, the prosecutors and the police and that sort of thing, they really have that system locked down. You're totally on defense all the time.
Yeah.
So you went out there, you role played for some expectations of some things that happened. They totally blindside you with, I'm not going to call this a bad result by any stretch, but they blindside you with a result you weren't expecting and you're not prepared to talk. And it's, the idea that one even can possibly get a fair trial when it's the other side that gets to make all the moves, you're constantly on the defense. Mm-hmm. You don't have the higher ground because there's no way that they consider this to be in any case, do they consider it to be a situation where you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. I mean, a jury doesn't work that way.
Well, especially now that they've done this, they know I can't ask for a jury trial. They're doing that on purpose.
Right.
Lower their burden. You know what that is, the preponderance of evidence.
Sure.
And, and now I do have a question for both you and Ian. I've told you about Dad next door. I call him Dad. And, he believes that we should have government. And I try to have these debates with him. I'm more toward the Mark Stevens philosophy and Ian's philosophy of absolutely no government. And I've heard you guys both have a discussion and I would like to ask that question. Mark, you seem to be somewhat pro-government. What do you see that we need government for?
I don't know. So the thing is that we're in a situation where we haven't had an opportunity to try this whole voluntarism thing out. And it's not that I don't believe that people should be able to try their own forms of governance, and I think they should. I think that's what any just organization would allow people to try their own forms of government out.
Well, Mark, you make an important distinction, and I tend to agree with it, and I'm still guilty of using the term government, but your distinction is that there's a difference between the state and the government, or the state and government as an idea.
Sure, government.
Because I support self-government. There's nothing wrong with self-government. Control yourself. You know, don't be dangerous.
But I think
ridiculous.
That people need more than self-government. I think they need to be governed, and they will be governed. They will be governed. The question is, what will that government look like, and will there be an option? Will there be options? So I think we're best served by government organizations that have to directly compete against each other. And by that, I mean the governments are no longer tied to the land. In the same way that you can get AT&T
service. So you would be talking
service,
about getting rid of the state, but not the idea of government.
Right. The state is a monopolist, of course.
Governance might be a better word, unless I'm hearing you incorrectly.
He's advocating governance. He's saying that he supports
that. No, but there's a difference, right? Because government, we have a picture of that. We have a picture of what that is. But governance is rules. So, like, in this case, we could be talking about, like, dispute resolution organizations.
Well, I am talking about that.
Okay.
But the fact is that you need to communicate with your audience every single time. And the fact is that there is a strong meme in the world that, well, it's not like we can live without government. And you're not going to fight that, and I'm not going to fight that, and it's not worth fighting. What they say what they mean when they say that is that we must have rules by which people live. And I think that's absolutely true. We must have organizations that enforce rules by which we will live. And therefore, there will always be government. Now, to think for a moment, the kind of hubris that it takes to think that somehow a limited republic or whatever this is supposed to be or whatever government is somewhere in the land is the end pinnacle of human government is a ludicrous notion.
Sure.
So, but governments need to be able to evolve, and because they're monopolies, it's very difficult for innovation to enter into the marketplace. So what all I propose is that we have some opportunity for innovation, and governments, that they find that abhorrent.
Well, the water is a little muddy there, too, because one person's evolution of government is, chaos for another person. Like, if you think about what we would consider, if government still had to exist, an evolution in, the scope of government, what we would say is an evolution considering the scope of government, the size of government. Other people would see that as the end of the world. The progressives would see that as the end of the world.
Well, that's because the progressives wish to rule other people.
They certainly do.
They are petty slave owners, and they will not claim it for themselves. I, however, am willing to give you, like, I'm for this whole sort of small government constitution thing, right? Let's go ahead and do that. But I don't think that you or Ian should be tied to that. If you want to take the land that you own, turn it into some sort of, voluntarist state, you should be able to try that out on your land. If you want to get together collectively with other people who, and try that
you
out.
You can combine voluntarist with state.
Well, okay.
State's a criminal organization of violence. Go ahead.
The voluntarist nation?
Okay, well, here, this is the debate or the question, I guess, that my dad, or dad, I call dad, next door said. He says, right now, and he refers to the broken people. There are so many people that are on the government dole and getting a paycheck from the government that how do you end this thing?
How do you deal with that? That's a great question. We'll come back with it. Thanks, Tom, for the call. How do you deal with these, as he put it, broken people? Welfare addicts, both regular and corporate, of course, and military. More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Actually, our last caller brought up a question at the very end of his call. I wanted to make sure we had a chance to address it, and actually, I think one of our other callers wants to address it as well. The question of how do you... If we want to go to some sort of a voluntarist or even a very small government world, which I think most of the hosts of this show would agree with, at least one or two of those statements, how do you deal with the transition? Because it's easy
for us. The transition's huge. It's the only right. question.
Yeah.
The fact is, human freedom is on the rise in the world. People want more freedom for themselves.
Those other people that they don't want freedom
right,
for.
Absolutely. They're all worried about them other folks. There's no doubt about it. But human freedom is an end result that is very likely. The question is, how do you manage it from here to there? Because people talk about sort of this Rand Paul situation. He's in the news again today. And it may very well be that, you know, Rand Paul's being labeled libertarian by everybody but Ian.
What a joke.
Most people. But
what are you talking about? There's all kinds of people that don't like Rand Paul.
Most, the major news sources.
Or at least don't like the things he says.
The major news sources and things like that, right? They're labeling him libertarian.
That's unfortunate.
If he ends up as president, and that is not unlikely if looking at the field today.
Are you predicting that you think Rand Paul could be president?
Did I predict it?
You said it's not unlikely.
There you go. It is not unlikely.
Therefore, you think it's likely.
No, I say I'm not. I would not be stunned if he ended up as the president. So, and I have reasons. If you want to go into that, I don't think you do. So, if he ends up as president, you know, he's gonna have 4 years to make the U.S. some kind of liberty paradise. I don't know whether anybody. This
not
is
even
a
Ron Paul would have done that.
Task and couldn't be managed. So there's going to be problems. The economy is already a disaster right now, and he's going to be taking over, and it could be the worst thing for the liberty movement entirely if somebody who's labeled a libertarian gets into some major office.
Well, that's a good reason to pull all your support for Rand Paul.
I don't know. I think that he does. I mean, you have to recognize, Ian, that there is this widespread perception that he is, like, very libertarian, Tea Party.
It's unfortunate.
But it's true. And I say, and I'm kind of a conspiracy guy, but if he gets elected president, run. Right? Because they're handed him the ball at the time that, you know, the whole football stadium falls off the cliff. So he can take the blame for it. I mean, that's what I would say. I don't believe at all that presidential elections are legitimate. You know, I think we've seen evidence in the past 15 years that they're not perfectly legitimate. And maybe that's not good advice if Rand Paul gets elected president, run. But I would be nervous about what would be coming next. And I thought that with...
Where would you run to? What do you mean by run?
You don't have to really
run. Allegorically?
You don't have to run anywhere. I'm just saying, like, that might be a sign that the entire system is coming down.
So I want to get back to the question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what do you do
absolutely.
With what was determined or what was termed broken people, the broken people, the people who have for many years, perhaps over generations even, in their families been hooked on welfare. And I'm
government employees.
Government employees, military,
people
contractors.
People that work for companies that have large government contracts.
Right. And average welfare recipients as well. These people who are so dependent on the state. Old folks being taken care of by the state.
Disabled.
Etc.
Social Security.
So what do you do about that? Your proposal, you Liberty folks, is to get rid of the state. And now what are you going to do with all these people that are expecting to get a check for their disability or their Social Security or their military pension or their police pension or whatever after a certain period of time? What do you do about that?
Well, it sounds like the question's set up where we have to push some kind of a button. You know, that's something that we've talked about on the show before. I don't think it works like that.
Well, how would it work?
Well, I think as government becomes more financially strained, I mean, this is just, you know, a hypothesis that as government becomes more financially strained, and we're seeing that in all different parts of government, they're going to have to start turning services over to not, you know, privatizing to contractors that they pay, but really letting some things go into the market.
Right. Well, this is a reality, right? Like every single government that isn't here any longer failed.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Okay. It's like there's two classes of there's three classes of governments: the ones that will come in the future, the ones that we currently have, and the ones that have failed in the past. And every one that we have today is going to move into category three at some point. So therefore, you recipients of whatever government largesse there is out there, you are living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
We don't know when. We don't know how, we don't know where, but we do know
at some
that
point,
it is going to stop.
The party's
going
to be over.
The party's
the
over.
The check's going to stop.
My question I would have for you is, in what way am I obligated to hold your hand through this?
That's not
and
the right
fact
answer.
Is, well, no, wait, wait. I think that this is really important, is this is a reality, and you need to step up and be a grown adult about it, that I am not obligated to give you any answer about what's going to happen. I'm happy to give you an answer. I just want you to understand that my answer is a gift from me to you. And then, you know, the cold, hard truth of reality will slop your head off, whether you like it or not. But I'll go ahead, and I'll give you an answer. The U.S. government has assets, and the U.S. government isn't an entity. It is supposed to be all of us. Those assets, therefore, are owned by all of us. I would like, I don't believe that it's possible, I would like to believe that a government that is owned by all of us would give the least of us as much as it could on the way out. However, that government always has, all governments always have and always will be controlled by the rich, the powerful, and the elite. So they're going to take all that government land, all those government buildings, and all that government stuff made of metal, and they're going to keep it for themselves, and they're not going to give you a cent out of it. But they should. They should sell all that crap and give the money to other people. If you think they're going to, you're just as much of a fool as I think you are.
It went that way with the Soviets. You know,
of course it did.
Like, it was a couple handfuls of people who walked away with the remaining wealth of the the whole USSR.
Yeah.
Well, look, there have been situations that have happened, you know, within the last few years where certain things have come up with different governments, state and even the federal government, where they've been in a pinch, where... Well, sorry, folks, your welfare checks just aren't coming this month. We're going to get you paid. Or I don't know if it was Social Security.
California.
But, yeah, California went
there's
through this.
There's been IOUs.
Detroit, of course, you know, is in notoriously bad shape, and they can't pay their power bills. So, you know, there are situations where people who have been expecting checks were told, well, we're going to get to you. California was a great example of that, and they probably did get to them eventually because they managed to shore up their finances with who knows what, some sort of financial magic. These things can't last forever, though. And when those incidents come up, then we are really seeing that being addressed in real life. What would happen if, or when, rather, a state or federal government just, sorry, we don't have enough money coming in, and the state of California can't print the money, so they were really in a difficult spot. And those people did have to go without a check for a month, and that's when people are going to start stepping up. And it's not an easy answer to put out there, but that's when humans who care, people in a neighborhood, people in a community, in a church, in various different organizations are going to step up and they're going to take care of the people in their community just like they always have before government with mutual aid societies.
Yeah. What you're not going to have is entitlements. You're not going to have that I owe you a check for $600 or whatever the menial amount is that they get on a monthly basis. You're going to have that point. That's charity, and people are going to have to ask for it, and that's going to really get rid of some of the hangers-on.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome on how to deal with the so-called broken people in the transition to more freedom. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there with all kinds of options for you. You can, of course, download plenty of shows, but the interactive stuff includes our bulletin board system. There's a chat room on our webcam page at cam.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the front page of the website itself is very interactive in that you can submit content there and vote it up or down based on whether you like or dislike using our Reddit-based system. It's all free, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
J.J. Carroll, Jr., the commanding officer of the United States Marine Corps' Mountain Warfare Training Center, says the instruction at Survival Training School of California is extraordinary. They exceeded all expectations as a survival instructor. Your steadfast ability to perform your duties as an instructor has truly been an asset to the training center and earned the respect of the Marines. If the United States Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center trusts the Survival School of California for survival training, then perhaps you should too. The lead instructor over there, Thomas Coyne, is the name in survival training. Now, you know, if you're just a day hiker, you probably think, I don't need survival training. Frankly, those of the people that need survival training, those are the people that need survival training. That's the reality. Those are the ones that get they get lost. They get injured. You know, you need it. And I think a lot of people that do survival training sort of want to do it as a challenge. That is perfectly legitimate. The Survival Training School of California is going to give you your best experience when you do that. And that's something you really got to kind of watch out for. There are other copycats out there just trying to ride the coattails of the Survival Training School of California. But there are other schools, too. There's no accreditation process for a survival training school. So you need to look at the qualifications of the people doing the teaching. Thomas Coyne, he has those qualifications. Go check it out for yourself. Go to CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. And you can sign up for their pocket knife only field training course that they've got going on. It's going to be a great course, and they've got several others coming up. Check out your schedule, compare it to what's going on, and see what works for you. But take a look at the website. I think you'll be as impressed as I was. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Give you their telephone number real quick. It is on the website. 805-503-8861. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com.
All right, so we continue here, and I kind of feel bad for Brett, who is on his sort of last regular show, at the very least, on Free Talk Live. I said before the show, Brett, we're going to get to some of these 30 things you just need to stop doing in your life, because we started them a long time ago, got through 10 of them over a period of weeks. It literally took that long. And tonight we got through number 11 so far. We started the show out with number 11, and yeah. It's been call after call. So.
Ironically, number 12 was taking phone calls.
I want to say, I'm not complaining. I love
not
it
at
people,
all. That's my favorite thing about the show.
Right. I love it when people call in to participate, and we're loaded up. So if you're on the line right now, we're going to do our best to get to you. We've got basically two segments left, so be patient. If you're not on the line right now, don't bother, because the phones are almost completely loaded. Let's go to the phones and the fun here. Jericho is listening in Mount Jackson to WSVG. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, guys. How you been?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, you're talking about oversized government and welfare and such. Basically, my view on it is this. If you read the Constitution, there's a very, very important part called the 10th Amendment. And basically, it states, the government's roles, their responsibilities, and their duties, and what isn't. And the 10th Amendment covers, if it's not here, then that means it's up to the states or the people. But if you look at our current federal government, 75 to 80%, you would think, is unconstitutional. Mm. And a very short list is FDA, USDA, DOT. Here's a couple of good ones, DEA and IRS. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are unconstitutional agencies.
Right, and yeah. The reason why the 10th Amendment doesn't matter is because over the course of the last, in the 20th century, it got really bad, but they were able to pry open, people who wanted to make laws or people who came to the executive branch with an agenda were able to pry words open or phrases open like general welfare. And,
you use those, manipulate them, that's how you got Obamacare.
Right. And a lot of other things before Obamacare. Going back to the 30s. You're going back to Wilson.
But even a constitutional branch of government, don't get me wrong, can tread on the people's rights. We see that happen. But basically, all these unconstitutional agencies, their whole purpose is to tread on your rights. And they need to be shut down. And a lot of people, when I say this, they say, well, what about all the people that work there? Well, number one, right now, the government is the biggest employer in the nation. And government wasn't supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
You got all these people. I agree with you. But here's the difficult part about it is that
they've been immune to being laid off and all this other stuff like the rest of us because they work for the government.
There's no doubt. I concur completely with what you say. My problem is that, like this Constitution, people like me, like I used to be, that hold the Constitution up as this standard. The fact is the Constitution was in place when it was co-opted. So therefore, it must either be insufficient protection against evil people in government that would increase their own power.
This isn't the first time you and I have talked, and we've talked about this before. We've talked about this before, and basically my view on it, I see where you're coming from. But my view on it is this. Any time that your government has grown to the point where they're overtaking you, the people have been asleep. This is our fault. This is our fault. The Constitution was
no, it's
there
not.
For a reason.
No, it's really not. I mean, yes. Jericho,
we've let them get away with it, I think.
Okay, yes. There's truth to that statement. But at the same time, you can't blame people for not taking the actions. I don't remember what it is. There's some sort of economic term for this. But essentially, there's a certain amount of cost involved in doing activism.
Right.
So in order for you or me or anybody else who's interested in going up, let's say there's some new unconstitutional program being proposed, which is probably everything they're doing. So pick one. And then, this particular program is going to affect people who do X. And so only the people who do X are going to be the ones who are the most motivated to show up and do something about it. Of course, there's a limited amount of them, so their numbers aren't going to be particularly effective at trying to change things in any way, shape, or form. Everybody else is so busy running their own life, trying to get the bills paid, trying to take care of the family. If somebody who is interested in doing X talks to their friend and says, hey, I want to do X and they're going to outlaw this, can you come to Washington, D.C. and help us put a stop to this? The other person is going to say, look, buddy, I'm your friend and everything, but I got bills to pay. I got stuff to do. So there's just not enough motivation. There's not enough incentive for people to go and work against.
Right. But let me throw this little question at you. You look at our current administration in the White House right now. How can you tell me that that man and others like him in the Congress and Senate and everywhere else, we have a very, very corrupt government. If you can't see how corrupt this government is, you are asleep. And how would a person...
Sure, but what do you do? Vote for the other guy?
I don't know. Well, that's the problem, because it don't matter if it's Democrat or Republican.
Exactly, which is one of the reasons why you can't really blame the people. On one hand, yeah, you can blame them for allowing these laws to be passed in that they could just stop obeying, right? Like,
yes.
If people stopped obeying...
In Colorado,
then,
for example, they passed gun laws that they didn't like, and they got a couple people recalled. That's the people taking action. And that's what I'm saying. If the people were to take action and protect them, always remember Ben Franklin. He walked out of the Constitutional Convention, the Declaration of Independence, being at that convention. He walked out, and the young man asked him, what have you given us, Mr. Franklin? He said, a republic, if you can keep it. So that's the problem. It don't matter how far back you want to go back in American history, we haven't fought to keep it.
It's a nice quote, but, the truth is that there's a collectivism here that I really don't like, right? Like, and this comes from voting. People using this word "we" to describe them and the government.
Jericho,
thanks. Those are two groups.
I want to thank you for the call, man. I appreciate the discussion.
Yeah,
we got to get some more people on here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. More with Brett from the School Sucks Project. And your calls coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Detox videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. If you're already on hold, we'll do our best to get you in. If you don't get on tonight, call tomorrow, and we will get you on the air at that time, because we do this thing seven nights a week, so there's always more Free Talk Live ahead of you. So don't forget to join us at your convenience here and join us online anytime as well at freetalklive.com. Join Brett on his website, schoolsucksproject.com. He is going to continue doing his show, and maybe we'll have live news to announce about Brett at some point in the future. I don't know if it's too early to say anything about that because I don't know anything. So we'll just leave that there. Schoolsucksproject.com for more Brett.
So it's big news in the Bitcoin world. Wikipedia is accepting Bitcoins as donations. A lot of people really wanted to be able to give, myself included, be able to give their donations to Wikipedia. I feel I owe it to them. They have such a great product. But I wanted to give it in Bitcoin, so I withheld my donations for over the last 3 years.
Wow.
Waiting for them to come too. And because I was pleased with that they finally did it, I want them to be happy with the result. I tossed in a full Bitcoin, and I'm going to have to replace my Bitcoin stash here. You can't just go giving these things away and not replace your stash. So I'm going to go through expresscoin.com the next time I get my cryptocurrencies. Now, I'll probably be buying Bitcoin, but if I'm interested in getting Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, or Darkcoin, they've got it there too. The chances of me being in Canada when this happens are very slim. However, one can do it there also. Check, money order, wire transfer. Also, probably the easiest way to do it is to go to a local credit union that has shared branching, make a deposit there, and within a business day, you'll have your cryptocurrency. Look, if you do less than $40, there's no fee. Use coupon code FTL when you do it. That way, you'll get the little bonus there. But they want you to have Bitcoins. They want you to have cryptocurrencies. And the best way to get people in is to give them a deal. So no fee if you use coupon code FTL for orders under $40. So it's intended for first-time people, but I don't think it's It's held down to them. ExpressCoin.com. That's ExpressCoin.com.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We have Jim on the line in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. I was going to come out of left field and ask you about Gaza, but you have not enough time. Let's let some other people talk about that. So I want to talk about what you were talking about, which is what do you do with the takers if you devolve to a free government? And I'm a conservative. I think we already have a system. You know, if we just had the federal government running the Navy and the post office, and you guys up there in New England have like those little towns, what are they called, townships and little small.
They call them townships in New Jersey. They don't do that in New Hampshire.
Forgive me, please, but I'm thinking of the Norman Rockwell painting of the guy in the town hall. I'm thinking every small little town ought to be its own little fiefdom and run just about everything. And the federal government can run the 16 little small things that the Constitution set up for it. And then you could have, you guys and could take over like Keene or something, and you could have like, you know, really out there stuff, and you could have very conservative, you could have crazy liberal, you know, one town could have cocaine is legal and the other town could have prohibition. And then you would have, you could have like they say the states are laboratories of democracy. You could have that, you know, times 6,000 or whatever.
I think that's a fine idea.
I think it's a great idea, and I think that that's
what get rid of the federal government.
Sort of meant to be generally, but the problem is that power tends to concentrate.
Yeah. And so you've got to get rid of the feds.
Well, I mean, you know.
And then the state government.
Where's it going to concentrate to? I don't know, but it tends to concentrate. And the people, wealthy people, you know, those in business, they tend to want to have that power because they don't want the power used against them. So it's sort of this conundrum. As long as the power is there, the power of monopoly is there, people are going to want to use it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim, for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's get Billy on the line here in southern Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Billy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, go ahead quickly. You're on the air.
You know, talking about the takers and the, you know, there's a lot of folks who find themselves in a bind where it's hard to help. We've got a system. Myself is to some degree in this, being a disabled veteran. I haven't been able to get a medical release to work in going on, I think, 9 years now. You know, if you can't get a medical release to work, your options become quickly limited because no employer's insurance company is going to let them hire you. That's a big thing, and it can be overcome. I mean, get creative. I'm making extra income now aside from all that, but it's a real challenge for a lot of folks because we're limited by this system that you can't do a whole lot of things, you know, legally, certainly. And I wouldn't encourage people to go out and say, hey, become a drug dealer. So you're doing something off the books. But, you know, it's a real challenge for a lot of folks. It's when you can't get out and work.
I would encourage people to do anything they can that's off the books. I mean, obviously there's risk involved. And there's different levels of risk depending on what off-the-books activity we're talking about here. But,
yeah.
You know, even now you don't even have to be a prostitute. You can snuggle with people and get $60 an hour. I mean, I don't know if everybody can get away with that, but, you know, there are people who are doing that. You said you're sure you couldn't.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody would pay me $60 an hour to snuggle with. If they would, just, you know, look me up.
Sign me up.
It's a real challenge that a lot of people face. And yeah, to some degree, I would definitely encourage, hey, you know what? If you got to violate some laws and civil disobedience, do so.
What do you think is more likely? Do you think it's more likely we're going to move somehow we're going to move to a smaller government where there are a few takers on the dole? Or do you think that the federal government's just going to collapse of its own weight?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, especially at least with Mark. You know, I think the government's going to collapse under its own weight. I think the dollar's going to collapse.
Yeah, there's no chance the federal government's going to turn around and become more small government. It's ridiculous to believe that.
There's no chance it's going to shrink. Our dollar is so incredibly burdened down with debt and the printing policies and everything else.
They're going to scratch all of the money out of the dollar. They're gonna siphon as much value out of the dollar as they possibly can, all the way to the bitter, bitter end, whatever it is that looks like. And they're gonna line their pockets all the way based on everybody else's pain and loss. That's how it's gonna go.
That question was a softball. This is Billy Cooper, author of Crashed, the Death of the Dollar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just wanted to mention.
Hey, I'm the author of that
great book.
Quite obviously, yes, I think the dollar is gonna collapse. I see it as inevitable. And,
hey. Billy, where do people get your book?
They can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, all over the place.
Fantastic. We got to get some other folks on. Thanks for the call, Billy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Daryl in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Daryl.
Yes, real quick. When I was in the Navy, right before I got out, I got injured not because of combat or anything like that. I got injured because of the activities of a stupid contractor. Sent me up to the bridge to look at what's called a darkened door switch, took it off the angle iron, put it back on, got shocked because the guys had messed with it and had wires come out of it, which means it was energized and energized this piece of brass. And so I came out, which it messed up my left shoulder. And so I get 0% disability, which means they pay me zero money.
Hold on. So even though you were on the clock with the military when that happened, they're saying, no, we're not going to pay for your rehabilitation?
No, they're going to pay for rehabilitation. They'll pay for anything that goes wrong with it if I have to get anything to do with the injury. But they won't pay me money, but they will pay for any. What 0% means is you don't get money, but if you go to the VA for any treatment of any of the injuries covered under the 0% or any of the things we have under the 0%, they will do it for free.
Okay.
Yeah. And
gotcha.
So, yeah, and also, you know, I do get my pension. And in addition to that, I do see a time when the military is going to quit getting pensions. They're heading toward, I saw that coming like 10, 15 years ago when they came out with the TSP plan. I believe that the pensions, even with the government, is going on its way out. That's what TSP, I believe, is for, is to get rid of the pension. I know
that. And what is PSP? What is that?
The Thrift Savings Plan. It's kind of like you put your money into different types of IRAs, not IRAs, but
401ks.
Yeah, you invest your money in different investments through different types of mutual funds type stuff.
Daryl, thanks for the call, man. We're short on time. I want to get Matt on the line here in Tennessee. Quickly, Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead. Like 20 seconds. Go.
I just want to tell you all that there's a funding proposal before the 113th Congress, second session, to fund combating an Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, was it West Africa? This has been going on. There's an Ebola outbreak, maybe.
We will come back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't get on tonight, call back tomorrow. Right at the beginning of the show, we'll be happy to get you on then. It's been Free Talk Live. Check out Brett. SchoolSucksProject.com is his site.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.